How many of us have ever said, I'm full, or I'm stuffed, or I overate? We know the feeling, right? Now think about, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? If we say, I'm filled with the Spirit, what does it mean? On our wedding day, we were filled with the Spirit of love. On the day of a birth of a child, we're filled with joy. Think of experiences in life when you were filled with excitement, watching your team win, the Tigers coming back in the bottom of the seventh with 3 runs today, if you were listening. Lots of things can fill us with love, with joy, with excitement. This weekend we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Today we say, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm filled with spiritual energy. I'm filled with holy grace. I'm filled with sacred strength. And when we're filled with this energy, with this grace, with this strength, what do? We're empowered. We're empowered to witness, to teach, to model, to give. In the second reading, we are reminded there are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. Here's this perfect example of all these voices and all this talent and all this Spirit coming together to make beautiful music, to give praise and thanks to God. And there's an energy there, isn't there? Yes, right? So didn't they do a wonderful job? Thank them again for their music. They shared their gifts and talents for the benefit of our community to give praise and thanks to God. Think for a minute. There are lots and lots of places that we are called in our faith community to bring the Spirit to life. This is one. Being a minister on the altar is another. Being involved in the festival, and in a moment it'll be time to sign up again. A time to be part of the Spirit of St. Joseph, to bring the Spirit of our community alive so that others see it, because we share our gifts and our talents. In the gospel, Jesus says, peace be with you. I love it when he comes to them. Remember, the disciples are terrified. They're hiding in the upper room. Their friend has been killed. They're figuring they're next. And Jesus comes and says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive peace. Receive calm. Receive my energy. And then go out and be a loving and forgiving person. That's the challenge that he gives them. Go back and remember your confirmation. Who remembers your confirmation? Everybody raise your hand. Of course we do. Right? At our confirmation, we were sealed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember the gifts we received? How many of them are there? Just making sure you're up on being Catholic, right? You've got to know your 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. The 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, knowledge, right judgment, courage, reverence, wonder, and awe. These gifts are to help us to live our Catholic faith, to make a difference, to improve the world, to touch hearts, to change lives, to bring peace. Let's take a minute to look at each of those gifts and what they call us to do and be. Wisdom, I would suggest, means we listen before we speak. We listen before I speak. It takes wisdom to listen before we speak. And when we speak words of love. Understanding. Understanding means we work to accept and to embrace those who are different. We work by understanding to embrace those who are different. And knowledge. What do we do with our knowledge? You know, we like having knowledge. There's high school knowledge, there's college knowledge, there's career knowledge. What about our faith knowledge? We use our knowledge to protect life in all forms, in all stages. From womb to tomb, we protect life. and we use our knowledge to find ways to protect life. Right judgment means we look at people and their status with a heart of justice and compassion. We don't judge harshly. We judge with a heart of love and justice and compassion. Courage means we have the strength to do the hard thing with great love. Sometimes that means we have to be a forgiving person. It takes courage to forgive and to let go. But we do it with great love. And reverence means we are conscious of regularly showing respect towards others and towards God, because we're grateful for this relationship we have with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, who shows us how to live in love in relationship with one another. And wonder and awe means we seek to see the hand of God in all of creation, and we work to protect it because we're grateful for the wonder and awe and beauty of creation. So today we pray that we may renew our commitment to living and sharing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to be thankful for them. And we pray that we may be energized by these gifts, be energized by the Eucharist we receive to go out and live our faith, to make a difference, to improve our world, to touch hearts, and to change lives in the spirit of love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.